What the hell, man? Okay, look, first of all, I'm new to RuneScape, right? So I have my character, right? And I'm trying to mine. The only reason I know how to mine isn't because of that stupid fucking tutorial at the beginning of the fucking game. No, it's because I was looking at, you know, the shit on YouTube and all that shit. Okay, and they told me, alright, mine until you're a level 41 miner or something like that. So I was like, alright, where do I need to go? You know, they showed me where I needed to go, right? So I went there. Okay, so I'm there, right? I'm freaking mining this shit. Like, okay, I'm going to be a level 41 miner. And then I'm sitting there in the middle of every... I'm like level 3 miner. And then my inventory gets mad full. It's like inventory's full. I look at my inventory and I'm like, yo, this shit don't stack up. Like, the ores don't stack up or none of that shit. Like, it don't stack up like on Final Fantasy or some, you know, something like that, like from 1 to 99. Nope, it doesn't do any of that. Instead, it wants to fill up the whole damn inventory. So I'm going back and forth from the mining section to the goddamn bank, which took me 20 minutes to get to, because I was looking at where I was going, and then I was looking at the map, and I'm like, this stuff don't even, it doesn't even look correlated. I finally was able to get to the bank, and I think I deposited my shit into the bank. I thought. Apparently, I was withdrawing the whole damn time, because when I came back to mine, it was saying, oh, your stuff's full, and I haven't even, I was like, what? But anyway, it's been a struggle. Ultimately, I just wanted like an MMORPG that I wanted to play, just something that my HP Stream laptop can handle. You know, nothing too crazy, nothing too rash, nothing off of Steam that's gonna take up 10 gigs and all that crap. I just wanted something simple, something that my HP Stream could take care of, okay? Because I'll be playing games as a form of escapism from the bullcrap that's out there in the real world. Now, with that being said, I will continue, because I've also heard of a lot of things concerning this game, like gold mining. I read this article, which immediately makes me an expert. I read this article about a dude who made like 10 grand a month gold mining. Now, this is before what he said, you know, the JGEX or whatever the hell that company's name is, interfered and pretty much fucked up everything, you know. So I was looking at it, I was like, wow. Then I started looking at gold USA currency converters, and it was like, okay, a million gold is pretty much 80 cents. Okay, so a million gold equals 80 cents. So if, you know, and I saw a YouTube channel that was like, okay, here's how you can get 4 million gold an hour mining this and this one account. I converted 4 million gold, and I was like, that's $3. I was like, oh crap, I can get myself 2 accounts, bought them shits, and and get both of them good enough, and I'll be off to the races. But I'm over here thinking, right, like, yo, I'm gonna have to have a lot of inventory. I can't keep going back to the bank and stuff like that. My account right now is free to play, so probably if I start paying these motherfuckers, all the doors, all the windows of opportunity will be open to me, and I'll have all the inventory in the world and whatnot. But yeah, man, I might quit my job. Hell, if I'm good enough. This is not the first time I had to farm shit. I used to do that when I was little. I used to farm stuff like 15, 16 hours a day on a game that was lagging. Like, anyway, that's all I want to talk about now. Okay, make sure you share this this first episode, then I'll see you guys next time. Peace.